Coming up on Science News Weekly, Venus moves, we hit dinosaurs with lasers, and spies give space a present. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode 16, recorded on Thursday, June 7th, 2012. Transit the Sun. It's June 7th, 2012, and this is the science that made headlines this week. June 5th saw the transit of Venus across the face of the sun. This celestial event will not happen again until the 22nd century, so consider yourself lucky if you were able to watch it. If not, there's lots of video available on the interwebs. According to two separate reports, the early universe became a little less hazy this week. The Japanese Subaru telescope spotted a faint galaxy about 12.91 billion light years away. And Arizona State University researchers using the IMAX instrument on the Magellan telescopes at the Carnegie Institution's Las Campanas Observatory in Chile found another galaxy, which they measured to be approximately 13 billion light years away. And closer to the beginning of everything. So these kinds of studies are really interesting to pay attention to. Oh, and NASA announced that the National Reconnaissance Office gave the space agency a couple of Hubble-sized space telescopes that it happened to have just lying around in a warehouse in upstate New York. The scopes need a little work to be functional and might be repurposed to search for dark matter. How do you weigh a dinosaur? Well, with lasers, of course. A University of Manchester researcher laser scanned the skeleton of a Giraffa Titan. That's right, a Giraffa Titan, a very big dinosaur, and created a virtual model of the fossil animal in order to estimate its weight, which he calculated to be 23.2 tons. The method, when used on mammal skeletons, underestimated their weights by a consistent 21%. And since dinosaurs aren't mammals, the researcher plans to test his technique more widely. A petition started by open access advocates made its way to the White House this week after collecting 25,000 signatures. The petition urges the U.S. federal government to require federally funded scientists to share their results with the public. Sounds like a great idea. As part of the trial to determine just how much BP will be fined for the environmental damages caused by the Gulf oil spill, the judge magistrate has allowed BP to subpoena emails from scientists at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute who were involved in estimating the size of the spill back in 2010. The scientists say they have already provided BP with over 50,000 pages of documents and that the request for the private emails is, quote, an erosion of the scientific deliberative process. University of Texas researchers published a report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences concluding that groundwater depletion from current agricultural irrigation methods threatens the U.S. food supply. They propose more sustainable farming methods for the U.S. Central Valley and High Plains in order to avert likely problems in the future. The FDA approved the testing of experimental chemotherapy drugs on early-stage breast cancer patients with aggressive forms of breast cancer. Previously, only late-stage patients were approved for such studies. Under the new guidelines, women with aggressive triple-negative breast cancers in the early stages will be eligible. Scientists at the University of Bonn published a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences detailing their successful attempts at splitting an atom with quantum mechanics. Using lasers to hold and cool cesium atoms, the team used the laws of quantum mechanics to divide a single atom in two and hold it in two places more than 10 microns apart before putting it back together again. The precision process involved absolutely no nuclear fission. Cold Spring Harbor neuroscientists released the first data set from their efforts to map the vertebrate brain's wiring system. At 500 terabytes of data, the mouse brain being mapped is no small project. but will provide a virtual microscope to the public and scientific community. It was released pre-publication at mouse.brainarchitecture.org. The world's first intercontinental solar flight was completed on Tuesday by a solar-powered plane called the Solar Impulse. The plane started in Madrid, Spain, and landed in Rabat, Morocco, after a 19-hour flight. The Space Shuttle Enterprise, docked at its new home in New York City on Wednesday, will be on permanent display at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. And I do have to say, there is something awesome about a space shuttle on an air.
Craft.
Too many died this week at Ray Bradbury died this week at the age of 91. May he live on eternally in the minds of many through his words. And that does it for the science headlines this week. Let me know what you think about these science news stories, or tell me what you think should be news by emailing Dr. Kiki at drkiki.tv, or you can leave me a voicemail at 650-741-5454.